in the limelight.
Throughout the coronavirus pandemic, scientists have repeatedly urged humanity to reset its relationship with nature or suffer worse outbreaks. But the economic consequences of the COVID-19 lockdown have raised fears of a surge in poaching, illegal fishing, and deforestation in life-sustaining ecosystems, which tens of thousands of jobs in the ecotourism sector at risk around the world. Mike Barrett, Executive Director of Science and Conservation at the World Wide Fund for Nature, WWF, in Britain, says, "It's right that the global focus now is on protecting human lives in this devastating pandemic. However, in places where we work, we are already witnessing its economic impact, particularly in areas where communities rely heavily on ecotourism for their livelihoods." We're prepared for you in an interesting article written jointly by Patrick Greenfield and Peter Miruri. The piece is titled "Ecotourism Collapse Threatens Communities and Wildlife." The article has been taken from the Guardian newspaper. Please stay with us for more of Patrick Greenfield and Peter Miruri's article. From the vast plains of the Maasai Mara in Kenya to the delicate corals of the Aldabra Atoll in the Seychelles, conservation work to protect some of the world's most important ecosystems is facing a crisis following a collapse in ecotourism during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to wildlife non-governmental organizations, organizations that depend on visitors to fund projects for critically endangered species and rare habitats, could be forced to close after border closures and worldwide travel restrictions abruptly halted millions of pounds of income from tourism. Throughout the pandemic, scientists have repeatedly urged humanity to reset its relationship with nature or suffer worse outbreaks. But the economic consequences of the COVID-19 lockdown have raised fears of a surge in poaching, a surge in illegal fishing and deforestation in life-sustaining ecosystems, with tens of thousands of jobs in the ecotourism sector being put at risk around the world. Mike Barrett, Executive Director of Science and Conservation at the Worldwide Fund for Nature in Britain, says, "It's right that the global focus now is on protecting human lives in this devastating pandemic. However, in places where we work, we are already witnessing its economic impact, particularly in areas where communities rely heavily on ecotourism for their livelihoods." According to Wildlife Conservation Society in Cambodia, three critically endangered giant ibis were killed for meat in early April this year, following the collapse of the local ecotourism industry. In Central Africa, measures to shield mountain gorillas from the virus have resulted in a slump in vital visitor revenues. Recently, 12 rangers who guarded Virunga National Park, where the gorillas live, were killed in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Mike Barrett says it could be years before these places can fully recover, increasing the risk that people come to rely on other activities to make a living, putting unsustainable pressure on natural resources. He added, "Additionally, it is currently much harder to monitor land grabbing and illegal poaching." While the poaching of rhinoceroses, big cats, and critically endangered species has continued during lockdown, A recent Wildlife Justice Commission report found the illegal wildlife trade has been severely disrupted by movement and travel restrictions. But conservationists fear an explosion of illegal hunting if organizations are forced to lay off wildlife rangers and suspend surveillance programs. Black rhinos in the Okavango Delta in Botswana have been evacuated after at least six of them were killed by poachers in March of this year. Dixon Kerlo, Chief Executive Officer at Kenya Wildlife Conservancies Association, said all bookings for this year's key activities, such as wild beast migration in the Masai Mara, have been cancelled, prompting difficult choices about staff in Kenya's conservancies. He said, whilst elephant poaching may not escalate owing to the current suppression of international travel and negative sentiment against animal products in Southeast Asia, demand for bushmeat will go up if there is nobody to monitor activities within the conservancies. Dixon Kerlo added, poaching for bushmeat already existed on a small scale even before the coronavirus outbreak. With more Kenyans out of work, bushmeat will be more appealing than meat sold by the licensed butcher. If the rangers have no salaries, how will they effectively monitor human activities in and out of the conservancies? Wildlife conservation in Kenya has already suffered a series of setbacks following a devastating locust invasion and a viral outbreak among livestock in the Greater Mara Conservation Area. Dixon Kerlo, the Chief Executive Officer at Kenya Wildlife Conservancies Association, says coronavirus will compound the effects on community-led wildlife conservation. He added, members of these communities may lose faith in wildlife conservation if there is no money forthcoming. In addition, people who live around these wildlife havens and look forward to selling artifacts to tourists may resort to other income-generating activities such as farming, fueling the never-ending human-wildlife conflicts as animals invade and destroy their new farms. In Colombia, the big cat conservation organization Panthera has recorded a spike in big cat poaching, with two jaguars, an ocelot and a puma killed in recent weeks. The organization is struggling to fund basic running costs as donations dry up or are delayed. While rangers are forced to stay at home, Dr. Esteban Payan, director of the Jaguar program in the region, says he was concerned about illegal land grabbing and intentional wildfires. He said, "My worst fear post-pandemic is that once we go out, we're going to find hectares and hectares of fenced-out new farmland where you don't know who they are or what is happening. There's rampant deforestation in Colombia right now in the Amazon." Dr. Esteban Payan added, "That worries me more than increased poaching. But why? Because of the scale, size and speed of deforestation and wildfires. That just destroys the habitat, and with the habitat, there go the jaguars. You might not see a bloody animal on the ground with a bullet in it, but it's worse because they're either homeless and burnt alive, or they don't have any prey." Global Fishing Watch has recorded a substantial drop in fishing around the world, with fishing hours down by more than 37% from 11th of March this year to the end of April, compared with the past 2 years. but the drop in ecotourism has affected conservation of the world's most precious marine ecosystems. Dr. Fanny Duvert, UNESCO's Marine Programme Coordinator for 50 World Heritage Sites, including the Great Barrier Reef, the Galapagos Islands and the West Norwegian Fjords, warned of the consequences of the downturn. Dr. Duvert said, "We need to be particularly worried about those sites that are heavily dependent on tourism revenues to finance some of their operations. For example, in the Seychelles, Aldabra Atoll is not sure how it's going to continue with its monitoring because it's entirely financed by revenues from ecotourism." She added, "As soon as tourism revenues fall apart, a lot of sites cannot continue their conservation work, or at least part of their work."